And thanks for tuning in to Live and Local, the newest show on 88.5 KRFY. And I'm Susie Prez, your host here tonight and every Tuesday evening at 7. It's Live and Local, offering an opportunity for local musicians to share their original songs and stories of their musical journey live in the KRFY studio for your listening pleasure. I'm very excited tonight to have my guest is singer-songwriter and local musician and performer, Patrice Webb. Good evening, Patrice.
How are you?
I'm really fine.
Good to be here.
So nice to have you here. We've done this a little bit before on the old show Between the Notes and talked a lot about songwriting, which we'll do a little bit of tonight. And you used to live in California, and actually you're part of a community radio station
down there. Yes, I was. I helped to start KFOK. KFOK down in Georgetown, California, actually. I was one of the people who was, helped to start it.
Did you broadcast?
Yes, I did for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And did you have your own music show, or did you do live music shows?
I had live artists on, but I had a Americana show called Jukebox Sparrows, and then I also did a Sunday morning old time gospel show called Mrs. Webb Sunday Morning Soul Call.
Mrs. Webb, that's Patrice Webb.
Yeah,
but that was fun. Yeah. And did you ever do any shows like we're doing? This is live right here in the studio.
Yeah,
and some people are streaming at krfy.org.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of fun because things happen that you just don't expect and just have a conversation here and hear a little bit about your musical journey and what you've been up to. I know that you have something new in your hand. You want to tell us about that, Beauty?
Well, yeah, I just had a guitar made by local luthier Joel Keefe. He goes by the name of Joel Keefe Shoemaker Instrument Works and made me a lovely little OM guitar.
It's not only beautiful to look at, but you've been warming up in the other room. Yeah. It is astounding, the sound.
Yeah, it has a big sound. I'm surprised at how big it sounds because it's smaller than, you know, than a standard dreadnought guitar. But it has quite a large voice.
Mm-hmm. And you were finger picking in there and it just was perfect. Mm-hmm. I bet you're really having a good time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not the only guitar you have, though, is it?
No, I do have. I do suffer from guitar acquisition syndrome, so I do have a few.
And you're lucky your husband's just okay with that.
Yeah, well, he just rolls his eyes now when anyone comes in the house. So
I've seen so many jokes of just funny little jokes with people walking in the house with, and there's flowers all over the house, and another guitar must have been bought.
Yeah, we were on a cruise somewhere, and there was a woman who wanted to sell us a some sort of a little piece of jewelry, and no, I'd rather have a guitar. And she looked at me like I was out of my mind. But
what do you do with that? Well, you play music, you write music, and you've been doing this for quite a while. When did you first start? This whole journey, when did you start singing, writing?
Well,
I mean, you have a beautiful voice. So.
I've been writing them for quite a while, but I actually did not release my first CD until I was 55 years old. So that was 4 years ago. So I just never had the guts to do it. And then I got a lot of encouragement from people.
But you were playing a lot down in California.
Oh, yeah, I was playing a lot. Yeah, I was playing a lot out and about. But I just, you know, my husband had to drag me out sometimes to play because I suffered from terrible stage fright. But, yeah.
Oh,
but,
really? And then when did you find you had this beautiful voice and you could play guitar? People can learn guitar, but not everyone has a voice like yours.
Well, I mean, I started singing in high school, you know, and my dad was real musical, so, you know.
Well, that's the kind of connection I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. The guys last week, you know, their parents were musical, and it kind of does make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, my dad had a lot of old jazz in the house, but he also actually introduced me to Joan Baez because he had one of her very early, they didn't call them CDs back then, LPs, albums, 33s or whatever you call them, But he had a lot of that stuff in the house, so I listened to
Did he play music?
Yes, he was a piano player. Actually, during the Depression, he played the piano in bar rooms.
Not honky illegal tonk bars, though. Okay. And when did you first pick up a guitar then and start? You were singing in the high mm-hmm. school choir, but when did the guitar and the voice come together?
Uh-huh. In high school, and then I did give it up for a number of years. You know, I was working and going to college and family and things like that.
Did you keep the old first guitar?
No, mm-hmm. I wish I had. It was stolen in a robbery.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you remember what kind it was?
It was a Guild.
Okay, mm-hmm. Those are beautiful guitars.
It was a very nice guitar, actually. I worked very hard. Yeah, it was stolen, so.
Okay, so you started then writing songs, and in your songwriting, I don't want to get too far without hearing one of your songs, but very quickly, in your songwriting, do the lyrics or the melody, the music, come first, or is it a mix?
It depends. I mean, it really depends. Sometimes there'll be just a little lyric that goes floating through my head, and then the next thing you know, I'm noodling around with chords and in the music room, you know. But sometimes it's actually a melody and a lyric that kind of comes, yeah.
And have you? And we were talking last week, and pretty much I think this happens to people. Sometimes it's a journey that you go on mm-hmm. it with one song, and mm-hmm. it starts and then it kind of evolves mm-hmm. and changes and mm-hmm. develops, and other times it just shows up mm-hmm. and there it is.
Yeah, I work off sometimes off of what I call prompts. I'll pick a prompt, you know, and then I'll try to do something around that, you know, that idea or that phrase or whatever.
That theme even.
Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't you pick out a song you'd like to have our listeners hear at 88.5 KRFY, and tell us a little bit about it, how it came about.
Well, why don't I start out with one that was inspired by where we live. That's probably a good place to start. And this actually did kind of, you know, I was, I've always liked the changing of the seasons. To me, that's really a beautiful time. And the sort of a change from fall into winter when everything goes to sleep. And of course we have four seasons up here, which we don't have really in California. So the name of the song is Winter Fall. I made up that word, by the way. You get to make up words when you write a song, but I don't know, maybe I'll just play it, you know. I was wanting to capture some of the feeling of that, what it feels like to have that change from fall to winter. So just hopefully a sense of going to sleep. Hopefully you won't all go to sleep.
It is winter fall. Winter fall. Winter fall. Winter fall. Winter fall. Thank you. land it slumbers now, and all that lives is in a dream. Safe within a seed that waits for spring to turn to green. For it is winter fall. An ageless circle of endings and beginnings. It is winter fall.
That was beautiful. Winterfall, and that was performed by Patrice Webb. We're live in the studios here of 88.5 KRFY, and this is the Live and Local show. And I just, before we get too far along, thank you so much for that song. That is, you know, I was thinking about, they say so many songs, 95% are about romance and heartbreak, but that was just a whole nother...
I have a few of those, but not a ton, but a few.
Oh, that's great. A whole nother thought. You are playing this week, so this is a little bit of a preview of your upcoming concert at DeLuna's. That's this Saturday. And I was just reading the write-up on Sandpoint Online, and it says, your songs tell of the lives of those whose stories made up the vibrant tapestry known as Americana. Your music swings to the beat of the 1940s Western swing. I know that's true. Lingers a bit on what might be called barefoot gypsy jazz, then veers off into the honky-tonk country and bluegrass before it rests in the sweet sounds of quiet storytelling folk. I would say that song's in that
place. Falls in the last category. Right. Yeah. We've got a little bit of everything on the set list.
I hope we hear it. And you're not playing alone. It's the Patrice Webb Trio.
Yeah, that'll be Tom DeRozzi on guitar and Lonnie Hawkins on upright bass. And I'm also going to be bringing Hank, my redheaded boyfriend, who is another guitar that I have. Hank is an archtop, so we're going to be playing some swing with that wonderfully lovely crunchy sound that Western swing is known for.
It's a fabulous sound. I bet you're having fun playing with those
Snack Brothers, they're fab, actually.
And just so you know, the doors do open at 5:30 for dinner if you're interested in dinner, and you can buy tickets or make reservations for that dinner if you're interested in by calling 263-0846, and that's at DeLuna's this Saturday night. Wow, that's going to be fun. So I'm kind of thinking you're going to take us down through all of those genres that we just mentioned. Mm-hmm. That would be really fun. Mm-hmm. And how did you get... Swing is so unique. What makes it different? There's something about it. Is it the timing? Is it the...
Well, it's the timing, definitely the timing, because you have a straight 1, 2, 3, 4 count that you might do with folk tunes, and then swing is a one, and it kind of bounces, actually.
Can you just demonstrate the difference between one and the other out of curiosity? Because
out of tune here because I took that capo off.
Okay.
That's just
one, two,
three, four. Whereas swing is one and two and three and four and one and two. You hear a totally different flavor and a feel. I was also playing a lovely little six chord there, but you have a
Did you have to learn to play differently? Or because I would imagine folk was the first.
Yeah. The swing is like learning a different language. But actually, and I use a lot of what they call movable chord forms. And so when you use a movable chord form, the great thing about it is once you learn the pattern, you can move it anywhere. People get very in. I also teach a Western swing workshop for people who want to learn swing. They already know how to play guitar, but want to learn how to play swing. And they're very intimidated when they first come, but then they realize that, my gosh, if I can just get these finger patterns, you can play this music. You can play it in any key anywhere on the guitar. Whereas you will notice I was using a capo for that last song. Sometimes with the open chords, you have to use a capo. So it's, you know.
So with the swing, and you're talking about these chord shapes and things, is it a lot of bar chording?
Not really, no. Although there are those, but I use four fingers basically.
They look like jazz chords.
They are jazz chords. Okay. That's exactly what a movable chord. It's also known as a jazz chord.
Okay.
Although you don't necessarily play jazz with them, you can play finger style, many different styles of music with them.
So what other instruments go well with swing? Of course, a bass.
Twin fiddles, obviously.
Twin fiddles.
guitar and well, on my CD, I have bits of electric mandolin and fiddle, of course. Really, any instrument you can play with swing. There's traditionally, though, if you look at Bob Wills, what he played, it was a lot of fiddle and guitar, you know, and things like that.
Not so much the dobro or a pedal steel.
Pedal steel, extremely.
Does fit in.
Yeah, oh, yes, okay. I should. I'm probably going to be taken to task for that because there's probably people out there that are going,
wait a minute.
Yeah, wait a minute.
So what was it that kind of attracted you to it? Is it just a lot of fun?
I've just always loved the music. It the way it makes me feel when I play it, when I sing it, it's just always, I don't know, just kind of moved me, you know. And I find that a lot of times, it has an effect on people that are listening to it too. I think the reason it stayed in the public consciousness for so many years is because it just speaks to people, you know.
You're absolutely right about that. I mean, I don't think I heard that growing up, but once I heard it, I loved it. Mm-hmm. There's something about it. It just kind of gets you inside.
Yeah.
So what do we have next?
Well, I'll tell you what. I was going to play something else. We're going to get to that. But why don't I just play a little swing tune?
Okay.
And I have to do this without, you have to use your imagination because I don't have the guys here with me. They were not able to come tonight. But I'll do you a little original swing tune, just a little taste of kind of what it might sound like. And this one's on the set list. I don't know. Let's Go Riding is what it's called. It's not on any of the anything. It's a relatively new one, of which I hope to be recording some of the stuff this summer. Morning is broken, there's blue sky up above. Time to get moving and give those blues a show. So stop complaining, let's saddle up and go. And ride out to a special place on down some dusty road. No hiding in the pillow or crying all day long. We'll just go on riding and let those ponies run. They say there is a season for every place and thing. So let's just find a reason to let our spirits sing. I know your body's aching and life has thrown some stones. But now is not the time to let life rattle these old bones. We still have the two of us and this big shining sun. Let's see if we can raise some dust as these old ponies run. No hiding in the pillow or crying all day long. We'll just go on riding and let those ponies run. They say there is a season for every place and thing. So let's just find a reason to let our spirits sing. So stop complaining, let's saddle up and go.
takes on down some dusty road. Oh, we'll ride out to a special place, on down some dusty road.
Now we'll have instrumentation that goes with that.
That is, you know, cool. Yeah. Your voice really suits that style. I mean, do you change your voice at all?
No, I don't think so. I just sing it the way I feel. I feel it, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I love it. And so I imagine your show on Saturday night will have a whole mix of different styles and the all Patrice Webb. Well, some mostly Patrice Webb.
I have a number of different styles. I mean, I do have a number of original swing tunes, but we're also going to do a couple by Bob Wills, a Johnny Mercer tune, perhaps, and you know, things like that. Yeah, so kind of mixing in with my own original swing tunes, and we've got some blues, and you know, we're just going to have some fun. Really,
it seems like you've been having a lot of fun writing songs and playing music for quite a while.
Yeah,
and you did a lot of that back in California, and when you were recording your last CD called Photographs. Mm-hmm. You had some really semi-famous famous people on there.
Yeah, actually on both CDs, I had several Western Swing Hall of Fame people. The gentleman who produced it is a Western Swing Hall of Fame member who's been involved in music for, well, he's older than I am. Sorry, Conrad, if you're listening, he might be listening, but he's older than I am. And Larry Park, who was with the band Boy Howdy, things like that, who had country hits back in, I think, the 80s or something like that. 90s, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, yeah.
And that guy, lucky. Little?
Keith Little didn't play on the CD.
Okay.
I've played a lot of gigs with Keith Little, and Keith has played, you know, a lot with David Grisman and Dolly Parton. I believe playing right now with the Peter Rowan Bluegrass Experience. Yeah.
How fun is that?
Very talented man, actually. And he doesn't just play bluegrass. He plays many different styles of music, you know. So, a good guy. His dad actually hired my husband at the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. That's how we met.
It's a small world.
Yeah, it's a very small world.
And I'm wondering when you get to play with that caliber, because you're kind of in that caliber. Does it change does it bring you up a notch? Does it?
How is that? Because I don't really consider myself to be in the caliber musically, my musical chops that those guys are. Really, I don't. I honestly don't. But playing with people like that is just, it's just a blast, because, you know, you just, first of all, whatever you do, they're just right there with you, and they just kind of carry you along, you know. Tons of fun to play. And I have to say, playing with Tom and Lonnie is tons of fun. Tom is an extremely talented individual. I'm real excited to have him, so.
Oh, I can imagine. I've heard you together, and he really does support you and carry you along, because he's been a studio musician for a lot of his life down in L.A., and very talented musician. And Lonnie, fun on the bass. So
yeah, it's always good to have an upright bass. I love upright bass.
It does have a depth of warmth that really can change things. Another song would be great.
Yeah, you know, I really did want to share this one. I might have to tune this guitar, though.
And that's perfectly fine.
Being in the car in the cold.
While you're tuning.
It was warming up, but I also am slapping this. I'm doing a terribly abusive thing and slapping a capo on it, so. But this song is actually another new song, which I've got several new songs lately, actually, and it was inspired by a woman who lives down the road from me, and I'll describe to you kind of where she lives, because there may be some folks out there who are listening who might know her. She lives on Rapid Lightning in an old white farmhouse, kind of just a where there's a big turn in the road, and she's got a couple of cattle out there and lives in what I call a quintessential North Idaho farmhouse. And she's an elderly lady, and her garden is immaculate. Her house is immaculate. And every time we drive by, she inspired me to write this song. And I do a bit of singing at the Alpine Vista assisted living. And I sang this song, and half the room knew who she was. It was really just the sweetest thing, because one of the things I like to do a lot, you know, with my songs is to tell stories. And so when you get something like, get that kind of thing, you just, it's just, I can't describe the feeling. They did tell me I got her name wrong. Her name is Bonnie, not Mary. And her age, I was off by a couple of years. But her daddy did work the cattle. And it, as it turns out, you know, they felt that I captured some of the feeling, perhaps. I don't know. But it's called Idaho, so I'll just do it.
Mary was a rancher's daughter born in 29. Daddy worked the cattle along the railroad line. As a girl, she ran through fields of green in summer skies of blue. Her bare feet ran in time to the rivers running through. And oh, Idaho, you're a dancer, you're a poet in your flowing dress of green. And oh, Idaho, you are a lovely rancher's daughter, the fairest ever seen. At 16, she was married to a boy she knew in school. They courted over harvesting the hay that daddy grew. Soon there came the babies, first one and then there's two. The third one had granddaddy's eyes like those summer skies of blue. And oh, Idaho, you're a mother, you're a teacher with your face all streaked with sweat. And oh, Idaho, you are a lovely rancher's daughter in a faded gingham dress. They worked the farm in summer and in winter did their best to keep the cattle going as the winter served its test. They lost their blue-eyed baby in the winter of 49. Granddaddy said that blue-eyed boy was the best of all his kind. And oh, Idaho, you take and you give, then you turn it round again. And oh, rancher's daughter in a black dress in the rain. Now the kids have grown and Mary's hair is gray. Her husband has passed on and the kids have moved away. But still she tends the cattle and the garden and her home. Like the hills and rocks and rivers, it is written in her bones. And oh, you are graceful and timeless with your flowing hair of gray. And oh, Idaho, you are a lovely rancher's daughter at the dimming of the day. And oh, Idaho, you are waving in your glory, in your red, white, and your blue. And oh, Idaho, you are a lovely rancher's daughter, you're the river running through. Mary was a rancher's daughter born in 29. Daddy worked the cattle along the railroad line.
Another beauty. Wow. That's very sentimental in a lot of ways.
The ladies in the assisted living center did inform me that Bonnie never would have worn a gingham dress.
Okay.
Apparently it was always jeans, but you know.
So you had a little poetic license there.
You get
there.
Those little details after the fact. But.
Well, that was a very poetic song, so you had to kind of make it work. And that's like a ballad almost. Yeah. This is kind of an autobiographical ballad. Mm-hmm. I would say that a lot of what you do is kind of like you're a balladeer.
Yeah,
you're telling stories and weaving, be it not just the stories, but the sound, mm-hmm. the voice that you bring and the style. It's something people could really mm-hmm. listen to a lot. At least I could. That was great. I love that song. And that's fairly new. So you're always mm-hmm. writing songs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a few.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're compiling a group to...
I've put together a list of songs, and I am contemplating perhaps going back into the studio later this year. So, and I'm recording some. Huh. And
how eventually... is that, going into the studio and recording some?
Well,
is it a lot of work?
It is, actually, I find it a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I really like it a lot. It's a lot of fun because you start out with a certain idea in mind and a certain thought that you might have for certain things. And it's amazing how it all evolves as you're actually doing it. It's like it takes on a life of its own and it grows on its own, you know. With both my previous projects, things changed and turned out a lot differently than I thought they would at the beginning. Just in terms of the musical arrangements, the songs even themselves, you know. So it's a fun process.
And that's what a producer really does bring, is their musical expertise that kind of can tweak a song. The basic song is there. You've done it.
Yeah.
And then you make it studio ready or whatever. And where will you do this, do you think?
I am trying to think about that now.
Because there's some local studios.
I may do some of it up here. I've been in touch with a couple of folks. And I may do, especially some of the folk songs, I may go in and do the actual vocal and guitar in there. Some of the swing tunes, there are folks that I really want to have play on it that this might end up being done in a couple of days. Places, you know, because they don't live locally here, they don't live down there, so you know, there's kind of, you know, so we're gonna have to kind of work out.
You can do that now.
Yeah, you can now, actually,
you know, send a digital file of the overtakes or whatever.
Yeah, and I've talked to a couple people about that possibility too, and I just have to make sure that everything is compatible so that it can be sent around.
Well, I'm wondering, it seems like, and maybe this is an old-fashioned thought, that the most enjoyable process would be if you were in the studio with those other musicians and you just did it.
It actually is a lot of fun. Yes. Not always possible if the person that you're working with is not local, unless you go to them. There is, although there is also a lot of, anybody who's done this can actually tell you that there also is a lot of times that, there's just not much happening, you know, because my bit is done, you know.
So you're waiting around.
So there is a lot of waiting and a lot of, you know, and of course I do like to be there. I do like to hear everything.
So they would not have the other tracks, such as the dual fiddles or something like that, being played when you're playing.
Not necessarily, no. Some people do it that way. There's many different ways that you can approach it. One of my philosophies, and I know that Conrad Nelson, the man who produced it with me, you know, unless you're really, if you have a group of players that play together a lot and are you know, musically they know where each other's at, you can record it live like that, and it sounds great, and it's a lot of fun to do. But if you've never played with somebody before, that can be kind of challenging because you have to get together and rehearse. You have to get together, and of course, if you blow it on the track, then you start all over with the whole thing. Whereas, you know, so there's different ways of approaching it. But being as how some of these people, I don't play with them, and they don't know the song. They don't. I would either have to rehearse with them over a long period of time.
I get it. You know, so a live studio recording is different. Yeah. It's an occasional thing, but doesn't happen.
Yeah, and we did do a little bit of that on photographs, because Conrad and I have played together a lot. You know. So we did that. We were able to do it because he knew this. We knew what each other was all about, you know. So
I'd just love to hear another song. I'm sure our listeners would too. I just want to remind everyone that this is 88.5 KRFY, and this is Live and Local. We're in the studio this evening, live with Patrice Webb, who is a local singer-songwriter, and talking about music and hearing some of her songs. And we have another song coming up.
I'm trying to think of, I didn't plan anything. I just decided to come in here and we'd let it.
And that's perfectly all
take
right.
Take us. I've just poked the guitar in the ribs, but. I don't know. You want a blues tune?
Sure.
All right. This is kind of a funny one. I do like to put a little bit of humor in my songs.
I noticed that.
Yeah. So I got to get another harp out here because I.
I'll just say while you're getting that ready that you'll be performing this Saturday night at DeLuna's. It's a great dinner concert venue. I think it's one of the best in towns. I know up in Bonner's Ferry at the Pearl Theater, it's also another really wonderful venue, and you play up there quite a bit.
Yes, I played up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if people are interested, they can call 263-0846 for either dinner reservations and tickets or just tickets. And that's this Saturday, February 27th. And it will be the Patrice Webb Trio with Tom DeRozzi and Lonnie Hawkins.
It sounds so official, but actually it's just a group of us that got together to have fun. And here we are. So
I'm glad to hear you're having fun.
All right. Well, this is about my favorite beverage. And no, I did tell you, it's not wine. You might think it is. Oop, I'm probably a little out of tune. So it's not wine. But without this beverage, I would not be able to be vertical. So, it's called the Caffeine Blues.
Have fun with lyrics, don't you? I know I was, you know, I've listened to a lot of your first CD, Turning of the Page, and
that was my second one.
Oh, that was your second one. I don't even
have your first one.
I'll make sure you have a copy of that.
And then Photographs came after all that.
Photographs is the first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we have the second one in.
Yeah.
That was fun. And a lot of people can relate to that too. Yeah. That could be a theme song for the Evans Brothers Coffee or something that.
Yeah, it could be. Huh?
And I know that when I don't drink a lot of coffee, but I know when I need it, I need it. It's like to broadcast at 8 o'clock in the morning, the morning show.
We are consumers in our house. And we do consume Evans Brothers coffees as well as the
others,
other famous brands around.
We have some good coffee roasters here. How do you make your coffee? We're really off subject here, but.
Well, I grind it fresh every day.
Okay.
That's the key right
there.
Yeah. I tend to like the really dark roasts. So, you know, the blacker the bean,
Do you press it? Do you brew it?
No, I know I'm not that frou-frou about it. I do have a coffee maker that...
Percolator. You have a percolator?
No, it's a drip, your standard Mr. Coffee thing.
Okay.
There are probably gourmet people that probably are horrified by that, but that's what I have.
It's kind of like a pour over, but it's not as specific. Mm-hmm. It's just faster. Mm-hmm. How fun is that?
Yeah.
That was called Coffee Blues.
Now, I'm too much of a hillbilly Caffeine to get into the coffee press thing. So.
I'll take it any way I can get it. So, and do you put cream and sugar in it?
No.
Just black?
No. Occasionally, I'll drop a little bit of cinnamon in there, but no.
Oh, my goodness.
No, but no. I take my coffee as coffee.
Real coffee.
Yeah, real coffee.
That is Caffeine Blues with Patrice Webb. We're here in the studios of 88.5 KRFY, and we're having a great time. We have time for a few more songs. Let's just keep going if you can. So far you've given us two folk songs, a blues, a swing, and it says you do country. I don't know. You do what you want, but...
Oh, boy.
Only if it works out for you.
Should have brought another harp with me, actually. What else would I do?
What's barefoot gypsy jazz?
Well, I do need a bit of a group. We're gonna have some of that on there.
Is that where you play your semi hollow bodied archtop?
Sometimes, yes. Uh-huh. Although I will probably be playing this on one of those because I like that kind of brighter sound for it. But
How fun!
And that will be... what should I do? I'm just trying to think.
Your choice. Anything you feel like.
Well,
it doesn't say you do country. Oh, yes, it does, and bluegrass. So.
Do another swing tune?
Absolutely.
That way we kind of have this equal opportunity thing going on.
I love swing music.
Yeah. This is actually you're gonna take us out with that. Let's do another song.
I'm gonna take you out with Honky Tonkin' Bar.
Okay, yeah, so we'll do another song. this is a song called 100 Country Miles. I'll try to make this one work. How's that? And I'm out of tune again.
Pretty warm in here.
Yeah, I think the temperature is kind of giving me fits. Well, not me. I'm actually quite comfortable.
I'll just say again while you're tuning, that is a beautiful guitar.
Yeah, it is.
Made by Joel
Keefe Shoemaker. Here in town.
Here in town. Yep. Luthier. Extraordinaire.
So anyway, this is called 100 Country Miles. It's from my first CD called Photographs. I'd walk 100 country miles for you, darling, with 100 aching blisters on my feet. I'd wear out 100 pair of shoes just to lose these lonesome blues. I'd walk 100 miles, darling, just to get you back with me. I've been crying ever since you left me. I see your face in the shadows on the wall. Mournful, lonesome call. These old country boots are set to do their walking. They've been down this dusty road a time or two. So I'll just pull these old boots on, and I'll just be good as gone. Bird.
just to get you back with me.
Sweet. 100 Country Miles, written and performed by Patrice Webb, live in the studios here of KRFY at 88.5. I was just thinking when you were playing and you were talking about it was going in and out of tune.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if this is a brand new guitar.
I think it's more the temperature.
Oh, okay.
When we came out here, it was cold in the car, uh-huh. and we made a couple stops. So, mm-hmm. yeah, you know.
I wonder, though.
Wood doesn't like to get warm and cold. And
uh-huh. Not a beautiful instrument like that. But I do know that guitars do take a bit of breaking in yeah. a way, just kind of mm-hmm. like they say 10 years mm-hmm. into a guitar's life, they just start having their voice.
Yeah, but that's actually my D35 is now just, I have a Martin D35 that's now just, I've had it 10, 11 years.
And it's a beauty,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it is.
It has got a beautiful
yeah.
voice. Where are some of the places you've enjoyed playing the most in the area? I think I mentioned
the Pearl Theater is mm-hmm. wonderful. I like playing around town here at the winery. You know, the beer hall is a lot of fun. They're just such nice folks down there, the McDuffie's Beer Hall. And, I haven't really played around town a ton. I've done some farmers markets and mm-hmm. things like that. And then, of course, I'm so excited about DeLuna's because, I mean, it's just such a wonderful room, you know. And so I'm really looking forward to that, you know. Yeah. I love the Pearl Theater. I've been there twice, you know.
Have you played at DeLuna's yet?
No.
Ever before?
Mm, no,
oh.
This is a first.
You're going to love it.
Yeah, it's a first.
It's really nice. Yeah. As the Pearl is, people are really sitting,
yeah.
are there to
yeah.
hear you play.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so you have an audience.
Yeah.
It's a little different,
yeah.
and it's very nice.
That's a treat for those of us that that do this sort of thing.
Yeah, you'll put up with the bar sound mm-hmm. because it's fun, too.
Yeah.
But this is different. And that is this Saturday, February 27th at DeLuna's. I'll just give out that phone number again. It's 263-0846. If you want dinner reservations that start at 5:30 or tickets, that's the number to call.
Yeah.
263-0846. And Patrice Webb Trio with Patrice Webb, Lonnie Hawkins, and Tom DeRozzi.
Mm-hmm.
And let's hear a couple more songs. We have enough time for one more.
Okay.
If it's about 5 minutes
yeah,
or so.
Yeah. Well, let's see. One can never have too many capos. you'll see these.
This is, now we're caped up with two capos, first
yeah.
fret and half of
yeah,
the third
when
fret.
When one capo won't do, grab another. But actually what this is it's an out of tune. Here we go. We'll look at this thing.
So you tune once you put your capo on.
Well, sometimes, yeah, because it pulls the string a little bit. So sometimes, but it's I don't have the E string capoed. This is a what they call a partial dadgad tuning, and it's a partial capo that I'm using that I'm having a lot of fun with because it makes just a lot of really sweet sounds. I mean, you know, and I just use one finger for that. That's nice too. I should show you how to do that because then you can do all sorts of stuff. But this is just a little song that it's called The New Falling Rain, and I don't know. It kind of goes out to anyone who might have found themselves when they get a little older, because it's never too late. That's about to sum that one up. So. I am sifting through the layers of the time that's passed me by. I've been thinking of the hours and how they fly. I'm not looking for redemption. I'm not looking to start again. I am just grateful to be standing in the new fallen rain. I am sifting through the photographs of the ones gone on before, and now the many miles
mind. I am just grateful for the colors in this present stitch in time. I've been up and down this long and winding road. I've run in circles trying to find which way to go. I've had my share of stumbling in the dark, but I found my way. So far. The sun and the moon. I've learned to dance and I've learned to sing a tune. And when the final word's been spoken and the bell has rung its toll, I will be grateful for each final sounding of the trumpet call. Treasures that are waiting to unfold. And if I stumble, I can always try again, for I found my way in the new fallen rain. In the new fallen rain. The new fallen rain. In the new fallen rain.
Falling Rain with Patrice Webb playing it and having written it, and we're right here live in the studio. That was great. I love that song. Thanks for playing that, and thanks for being on the show tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Just once again, first of all, I wanted to wonder if you were going to do any summer house concerts like you did last year.
I will be doing them, yes. I'm now kind of putting together sort of a little list of people I want to contact, and there'll be, I'm hoping for at least two, but I'm hoping for three.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to depend on my schedule.
Sure.
I'm trying to firm a few things up before I reach out.
And
so,
if you're starting to try to put together music project, and people can find out about that. I mean, is it invitation only? You do have a website and a Facebook site?
Well, there's a Facebook page called Sugar Mountain House Concerts. House concerts are kind of a thing, and that they are by invitation only, but you know, you can get on the invitation list by asking to be.
Nice.
You know, they're nonprofit, so what we do is we ask for a donation for the artist, so the artist gets taken care of, and it really is something that's designed to help the artist out as much as the audience. So
well, thank you for being my guest this evening, and you will be performing at DeLuna's with the Patrice Webb Trio this Saturday night, February 27th. People can call 263-0846 to find out more about that or make reservations, and that will be a lot of fun. I'll see you there. Also, next week, my guest is our two guests, fingerstyle guitarists, Dave Hussey and Bruce Bishop, both local musicians that are wonderful, and we should have a lot of fun in the studio. This is Live and Local. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. You can join me again, as I said, next week at 7 for another Live and Local right here at 88.5 KRFY. And this is listener-supported community radio for North Idaho, streaming on the web globally at krfy.org. And this interview and this show will be on our website as a podcast. So if you want to hear it again or tell your friends about it, Up next, it's Norwestern. That's a local and regional music with host Lonesome Jack Peterson. We're going to go out with a Patrice Webb song. This is called Honky Tonkin' Bar. And we'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Patrice. Have a nice evening.
I wonder if heaven has a honky-tonkin' bar, and will all of us guitar pickers be a country star? Will Jimmy Rogers and old Hank pick a song?